The Army Corps of Engineers are gearing up for the summer season of projects around the state. Chris Tu is the chief of contracting. He says the focus of their work has changed from building new facilities to remodeling existing military infrastructure, weatherization, and bringing aging structures up to code. Resource restrictions mean most of their projects this year will be military rather than in remote coastal areas. But he says climate change has meant a lot of work for the Corps in the past decade, especially in northern and western Alaska.
It is a big deal for Alaska, and climate change is certainly impacting our program and the citizens who live out in these remote areas.
Tu says one such project will be at Cape Lisburn on the northwest coast, where erosion is encroaching on an Air Force airfield and needs to be fixed. He says it will take about $20 million and expects the design and bid process to conclude this summer, with work starting in 2016. Arctic infrastructure is a big priority as the Corps continues studying the rapidly growing need for larger and deeper port facilities at Nome and possibly Port Clarence. Bruce Sexauer is the chief of civil works for the Corps. He says as oil, gas, and other resource extraction ramps up, bigger port facilities are necessary.
This isn't a place where they'll be shipping a large amount of oil or other resources out of. Rather, this port facility is there to provide support to those vessels, say if one gets in trouble or needing to send supplies out to the oil wells or whatnot. This is a very supportive activity. If something bad were to happen, be able to do search and rescue more efficiently from Nome than say down from either Dutch or from Kodiak.
Sexauer says Kodiak and Dutch Harbor will always be important facilities in the winter when the Arctic is impassable, and it will be years before the port expansion plan is approved and authorized by Congress for funding. But the increase in activity in the Arctic continues to build.
The vessels that are waiting off in Nome, they started with just a few vessels a year, up to dozens, then up to over 100, a couple of hundred vessels a year that would need to wait or anchor off of Nome to come in and use the facilities there.
Civil works projects need state and local investment, so Nome's port expansion and building any infrastructure at Port Clarence would need a mix of hard-to-come-by funds. But Corps Contract Chief Chris Tu says if the U.S. Navy moves forward with their stated goal of taking the military lead in the Arctic in the next 15 years, some of that infrastructure funding mix could come from DOD.
Yes, that would absolutely have to happen. And, you know, those are decisions that need to be made fairly quickly in order to get things teed up in order to do them within the next decade or so. But I do think it's possible. Whether we want it to happen or not, it is happening. And it's not only going to happen within the coastal waters of Alaska, but there are other nations that are going to work in the Arctic. And our ability to put infrastructure in place so this stuff is done as safely as possible seems to be in everyone's best interest.
Tu says other projects, such as ongoing toxins cleanup at former defense sites, will continue across the state this summer at Northeast Cape on St. Lawrence Island, the Susitna Gunnery Range in the Mat-Su Valley, and Umiut Test Well 9 on the North Slope.